It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new ciabatta collection. How do you want it?
Ooh, I'll take the slam poetry.
Sure.
Italian ciabatta with fresh mozzarella. When hunger reigns, you're my flavor umbrella. Tasty garlic steak and provolone. With you, my taste buds are never alone. Savory chicken pesto, you have my affection. For you complete the ciabatta collection. Thank you. That was the new ciabatta collection by Subway. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our Best Deal of the Year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Liquid Gamer Podcast. My name is Ryan.
And I would be Dante Kong.
And we're back to basics. If you listened to last week, we did Pokemon Go. Now we're back to my 10 episodes of the Liquid Gamer Podcast. I guess this would be like season 6?
Wow.
Yeah, season 6.
We're big time.
So we had a lot of specials prior to this. So thank you for hanging in there. I know there was a little bit of a week hiatus because I'm trying to get a job, but I got a job and then I quit that job.
Really?
So I had a job during those specials, but now I don't. I don't have a job anymore. I remember I texted you. I was like, "Hey, I got this job." Blah blah blah. And it's like you're like, "Congrats!" And I was like, "Okay, I hate it."
Well, I hope you know that that's not going to affect whether I'm nice to you on the trivia or not.
No, it's fine. It's just letting you know that come next time around, I'm probably still going to be nice because I'm unemployed again.
Yeah.
But I was employed for a few weeks. I mean, it was, you know, it was good to get back and like, wow, this is...
Work life.
This is work life.
Okay.
And then I was
you're
like,
a riot. You know
this
that.
Is not the life for me. But anyway, I'm self-employed. West Aries Games, okay? Self-employed.
Here we go.
All right, so we're going to start out with trivia, then we're going to talk about Fallout 4. You didn't give me any sample questions, which I'm a little upset about.
I'm not going to. Not after the way you treated me last season.
I was nice to you!
Nah, I don't think so. But I think, actually, I have a fair and good trivia quiz this time.
A fair and good trivia quiz. Yes. What's your prediction?
I'm assuming you've put a lot of hours into Fallout 4. So I'm going to say you at least get 50%.
Okay, so 5. You're going for 5.
But I think you'll appreciate the questions.
Okay.
All right, so number one, this is an easy one. This is the first Fallout game where the player's character does what?
Talks.
Yes. Good. Okay.
All right, 1 for 1.
1 for 1.
All right, we're in a good spot.
Number two, where does Fallout 4 take place?
Boston, Massachusetts.
Yes. Number three. The railroad is modeled after what 19th century organization?
The Underground Railroad.
Yes.
Okay.
Good. 3 out of 3. So you're almost there to my prediction.
I'm a huge railroad supporter in Fallout 4. But it got to a point where I was like, eh, I got the railgun. I blew everybody's head off.
Okay, wow. Sounds like you. Little trickier here.
Oh, trickier.
Number 4. When swimming across the lake in the Far Harbor DLC, you will see things that are a reference to what movie?
Jaws.
Titanic. There's dead bodies or skeletons that are on floating on different things.
Oh, like in reference Titanic. To Titanic. Just to be fair, I have not played that. I have downloaded, but I haven't played the DLC.
Okay.
So I took a stab in the dark because there's Jaws references in the core game. So.
Yeah. Good thing I didn't pick that one.
Oh, you knew that.
3 out of 4. Number 5. The in-game radio station, Diamond City Radio, plays music from which two eras?
What do you mean? What kind of answer do you want?
Like
years?
Yeah, like decade-wise. Is it like
40s, 50s?
That would be correct. Was you just guessing?
Or do you, well, I mean, that's what most of the music is. Okay, yeah.
All right, 4 out of 5. Number 6. Fallout 4 is the only one in the series that allows you to build what of your own?
Settlements.
Yes. All right. 5 out of 6.
So we're at the 5. So now I can blow it.
Yes.
Okay.
Now is where I really saved the best for last.
Oh, good, good.
Number 7. What game mechanic was removed that would have complemented the removed quest, 20 Leagues Underwater? So there was something they wanted you to be able to do in the game so that they could use it for quests like this, but they decided not to do it.
I would have to say something like driving.
Underwater combat.
Oh, underwater combat.
Yeah.
I would have enjoyed that.
I know, it sounds good, even though I don't like Fallout 4. I was like, that probably would have been interesting.
That would have been interesting.
All right. 5 out of 7. Number 8.
Hey, I'm good. If I got 5, I'm good.
Yeah. Shinji Mikami, the creator of the Resident Evil series, voices what character?
Can't even imagine.
Takahashi.
I don't even know the character.
I think it's kind of weird that he's even voicing anybody.
That's neat, though.
It is neat, but...
It shows that he respects the series.
That's true.
Yeah.
And he's not above doing...
Because honestly, Fallout 3, my favorite mod was the Resident Evil mod. Which weighed... Mod. Yeah, it made every NPC a zombie.
That's cool, actually.
Yeah. Well, it infected them with the Umbrella virus. It wasn't like zombie. It
was, right. Yeah. All right, 5 out of 8.
I'm good. 5.
Number 9. The companion Curie.
Number 9, feeling fine.
The companion Curie is named after this woman who is the first and only woman to win 2 Nobel Prizes in 2 categories.
Madame Curie.
Yeah.
I think I mean that's what she's known as. Madame Curie.
Do you know her first name at least? You don't have to know her whole name.
What do you mean? I don't know her whole name, Madame Curie.
Well, I was going to expect the whole name. But if you can even give me the first name...
I gave you the title and the last name.
Nah. No title.
That's what she's known as, Madame Curie.
It's Marie.
Madame Marie Curie.
Marie Sladovska.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I knew it was Russian. Because I thought her name was like Havanka or something.
Yeah, I can't. I'm sorry, I butchered
half
that.
Point. Yes, I understand.
I guess I'll give it to you. Wow, Madame Curie. I'm going to remember this. Last one, 5.5.
Marie Curie. I didn't know that.
Number 10. If you take a look at the antique globe in the game, which continent?
What antique globe?
What antique globe?
Yeah.
It would be the same for all of them.
What antique globe is this? Where is this located?
Anyway,
go on.
This is one of the many magical things of Fallout. There's a continent that no longer exists. Which continent is that? Or I should say, okay, to be fair, a portion of this continent is missing.
The history of the war, the Great War... shows, you know, it's the Cold War never stopped. right?
Ooh, in-depth Fallout. Thinking now.
So, your question would assume that the continents that were affected were either North America or Asia. Is one of those the answer? Before
sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, North America or Asia. Now, we did not... Nobody won the Great War. Everybody was affected quite heavily. But Russia had a lot more... Because we acquired Canada, the U.S. And, you know, we used their land to protect Alaska from China, who was partnered with the Soviets because they both believed in communism, the same beliefs. Everybody launched nukes. So I will say North America.
Russia.
That is a country.
That's why I said a portion of this continent.
You said continent.
I did, but I said to be
Well, fair, it would have been Asia. Asia is the right answer?
Not really.
Russia's in Asia.
I know. But Russia itself is missing on the globe. That's why I said a portion of this continent.
God, I did that long, drawn-out thing, and it
you
was
did.
Wrong.
I almost gave you an X just because of how long you took. But...
All right, so what I get? Six, what? Seven? Six, six and a half or seven
you
and a half?
You got five and a half.
No.
You got five and a half.
No. It's at least six.
I just gave you a half point for the Madame Curie.
And then I got them all wrong after that?
Yeah. There was one more after that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cheat you out of points. I'll make sure you take hard ones, though. 5.5, which you awarded yourself.
5.5 out of 10. Let me just say that I exceeded your expectations.
Yeah, you did.
So Fallout 4...
Let's talk about this horrible game.
What is wrong with you? But I do this to your games. So I can't really...
However, I actually feel this way. Actually, no, I don't. But go ahead.
You're just not the type of gamer for this game. As Brandon would say...
Actually, I'm too much of a gamer for this game is the problem.
Oh, here we go.
No. Because, like, I have this compulsion to want to pick up everything. And there's just way too much to pick up in Fallout. And I can't let it go.
Right.
And I have to, like, double check and make sure I went in this room. And I'm doing way too much looking and searching than I am playing the game.
It'll be there if you want to come back.
I know. But I don't like... Like, it... It really just, like, bothers me that at the beginning of the game, like, I didn't, like, leave my house and go into the neighborhood before it all blew up. That really bothers me. Like, I wanted to start over.
It's not very
I don't
fun
care.
If you do.
I wanted to do it. I didn't, that bothered me.
Okay. That's a weird feeling.
I never got over that, like, even coming back out of the bunker. I never got over it. I'm like, I didn't get to explore the neighborhood.
Well, you can go back after.
Yeah, people keep telling me that, but it's not the same.
You didn't even go to Sanctuary?
No, I gave up really quickly on that game. Once I got out the bunker and I realized that, you know, I found the dog, I gave up. I was done.
Wow.
And then trying to fight the giant mosquitoes or wasps that were just overbearing. No, not for me.
What RPG do you like?
Real ones that are turn-based or...
Turn-based. Turn-based is so lazy, but go on.
Okay. Everything but Western RPGs, if you will.
Okay. So you don't like Mass Effect?
Not really.
You don't like Elder Scrolls?
No.
Okay. So Fallout 4, post-apocalyptic game to follow in the Fallout series. It actually was announced that... You know, the next DLC is the final DLC, the amusement park. Which is a little disappointing because I did buy the season pass.
Yeah.
Really? When you buy the season pass, you kind of assume that you're getting a value, you know, instead of buying it all separately for $10 or whatever. But I do not necessarily feel that way with this one.
How much was the season pass?
I think it was 30, and there's been three DLCs at $10 each.
Okay, well...
I mean,
I get what you're saying.
I didn't save anything.
Yeah.
That's right. Kind of the point, right? Like, I'm showing you my loyalty now. Let's bring it on home.
Yeah, good old Bethesda.
Well, I think, you know, Bethesda's focusing on, you know, after E3, what are they focusing on? Skyrim?
Yeah.
HD?
Yeah.
Really? That's what you're going to worry about? A game that's old like that?
There should be some more Fallout. Because previous Fallouts have, like, what, five DLC
I mean,
packs?
Some of them, yeah, six with some. And it's just... I mean, that's kind of what I've known, you know, as the staple of the series. You know, like you have all these great DLCs that take you all over. But with these, it's, I mean, you know, like with the Automatron expansion, I was a little disappointed. I mean, literally, all you get out of it is being able to build your own custom robot. You get to build your companion, which to me is cool. Like, I paint it, and, you know, I give it a voice, I give it a personality kind of thing. But I teach it how to do what I want it to do. But that's not really an expansion to me. That's not an add-on. Really. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, to me, there's a big difference between add-on and expansion.
That really sounds more like a free update.
It reminds me of a lot, like, when they did with Skyrim, you know, where you could build your own home. And I was like, is that really an expansion?
No, I mean, unless it was really involved.
It is.
Okay. I mean,
but, I mean, like, is it? I mean, you know what I mean?
Would you pay for it? Yeah, like,
right,
like,
right.
Yeah. This had you not had the season pass, would you really have spent $10 to make your own custom robot?
Right. Like with Super Mario Maker, they just flush out updates all the time.
Yeah.
And companies like Bethesda would make that an expansion pack. It's like, oh, you want Hello Kitty for Super Mario Maker?
Yeah.
That's an expansion. Yeah. It's like, no, it's not. It's just content.
Right.
Just a little bit more content. But I love Fallout 4 to death. Fallout is by far, that's why I started out with that game. I know I talked crap in the beginning, but Fallout is my favorite game franchise of all time.
Right.
So it is, you know, my fandom is very thick and deep and rich, but I'm allowed to have gripes about things.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of confusion beginning Fallout 4. First of all, this is the first time where you played pre-war. Granted, you only play for what? You played, that's the only thing you played in the game. You played for like 15 minutes, right?
I gave it a solid hour.
Because you spent too much time making your guy.
Yeah, you're right, I did. Yeah.
But.
You're right.
When you.
My woman, actually. I always make a woman.
Oh, you make a woman. You make a woman. I don't like how. When, like, you know, you choose between the man and the woman. The man is a military guy, but when you make the woman, she's a lawyer.
See, I didn't even know she was.
Yeah. I mean, there's more you find out. You know what the private... Let me just talk about this. I did a Fallout podcast, right? In between this show.
Right.
I did it with Joe. You remember Joe?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it was called Soul Survivors. And we talked a lot about some of the greatest points in Fallout 4. And there's a point that you never experienced, obviously, because you didn't play. But you know the guy who you sign up to be in the vault with?
Yeah.
You find him. As a ghoul, living in a hotel. And one of the best interactions in that entire game is meeting him again and how angry he is at you. Because he's been walking the earth for hundreds of years as a ghoul.
Why is he angry at you?
Because he wasn't able to get in the vault. Do you remember? He was like, hey, tell him I'm with you. You know?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Actually, I remember feeling bad about that.
Well, he lives, sort of. So after post-nuke, I mean, you're either a dead or you're a ghoul. And he, unfortunately, has gone the route of the ghoul. And interacting with him again was very cool. He's got the same outfit.
Hmm.
I mean, he's obviously, his skin is falling apart and he looks atrocious. But that was probably one of my favorite moments. I enjoyed that more than most. The characters in this game, they range from annoying to spectacular. So companion system is back from Fallout New Vegas. You know, you can really take it or leave it who you who you go with, but some characters are just plain annoying. Dogmeat, of course, is a staple. Dogmeat is probably the easiest companion because he doesn't question anything you do.
Yeah. Do you use him a lot?
I kind of went out by myself.
Okay.
When I did use a companion prior to... the situation that happens later in the game. I use Nick Valentine. Nick Valentine is a cybernetic detective. Mm. Private Eye. And he talks, you know, in that Humphrey Bogart sort of character style, which is brilliant. Probably the fan favorite companion out of any Fallout game to date. So, I mean, they're full of great characters, but there's some that you're just like, oof, why even have this guy?
Really?
Yeah. And I really wish you experienced Fallout 4. But you just can't, you need to grab everything.
I do.
See, now the thing is with this game, they didn't do with the other games. You know, when you take stuff, you can melt it down, make a gun. I mean, you know, we'll do whatever.
And that's
what
I'm worried. I'm worried that, like, I'm going to miss, like, something that was going to make the ultimate weapon or the ultimate system.
Grab everything.
I know, but
it doesn't weigh that much.
I know.
Have the dog carry it.
But I'm, like, so obsessed with going into every nook and cranny and lifting and moving stuff. And, like, I just...
And that makes you the person who finds stuff that nobody else finds. And that's a good trait to have.
I'll put in over 100 hours into this game and probably not even finish it.
I put well over 100 hours.
I don't want to do that.
Why? It's like it's one of the 400-hour games.
Nah, I don't have one. I don't have any of those unless they're fighting games.
That makes no sense to me.
Why not?
Because a round is over in 6 minutes. All three rounds.
Yeah, but if I do that for 3 hours, several times throughout the week.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've only seen you lose on your Facebook post.
Oh, that's not true. You're so bluffing.
I'm pretty sure.
I have a lot of perfects.
Perfects?
Perfects.
Maybe against PC easy kind of characters, AI.
No. You're so
lowest difficulty AI.
I perfected a guy that was like 5 times my rank.
What's your rank?
I'm gold right now, which is even not that high. But I haven't put that much. I haven't put as much time as somebody who's like at Evo.
Yeah.
Which was on ESPN.
Who?
Evo.
Street Fighter. Oh, it was? Oh, yeah. Good.
So it's a pretty big deal.
Not really.
Not Fallout, though.
You know what's funny? It's kind of obvious the way that Fallout's going to have to go to keep up with the industry. Because we saw it with Elder Scrolls. Elder Scrolls, we had some killer games. And then eventually it just went to Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
And Fallout 3, the original Fallout 3, which was codenamed Van Buren, was set up to be an MMO. Mm. And, you know, I mean, this was, you know, decades ago, really.
Yeah, right.
And it's pretty obvious that Fallout Online would be the next step for the series.
That makes sense, actually. I could probably get with that.
You could get with that.
I really could.
There won't be nearly as much loot.
That exactly.
Yeah.
And because of the... Now, don't get me wrong. I think it's a fantastic game. I think it, like what I talked about with Dark Souls, I can appreciate the quality of the game and see what it is. It's just not for me.
Right.
But I could definitely get behind an MMO Fallout.
You could.
I really could.
What MMOs do you play? I don't think you play any.
Well, I did try DC Universe Online.
Which we all have.
I just didn't like that I couldn't be a real hero like I wanted to be.
Yeah, you're kind of like a protege.
Yeah, but I did like that. And I do like doing things cooperatively with other people.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if you could just start your own raiders and just like own the world in a Fallout Online game, it would be spectacular. But I don't know. I don't know. Bethesda's putting so much into like Dishonored.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like they're putting so many eggs in that basket while just giving us that one little last DLC egg for Fallout 4 with the amusement park. It's supposed to be big.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. Like, trust me, there's nothing more that I want than to go around a post-apocalyptic amusement park. I mean, that's like Scooby-Doo 101.
You're right.
This is Scooby-Doo!
You're right.
This is a Scooby-Doo expansion.
Somebody's going to mod that.
Oh, hell yeah, they're going to mod that. They're pushing out the mods.
Right.
And that's kind of like, they're like, hey, do whatever you want. And that's, I feel like
is
that's
that kind of cop-out-ish?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Because I know that the mods won't be as smooth as, you know, they act like it's going to be.
Yeah.
Because mods...
I don't know. You might be impressed.
It's the very definition of mods. Mods are a modification of the actual system.
But it's such a good system, though, that I don't know. It's almost like that Mario Maker idea. Like, really, how good of a Mario level can you make? Can anybody really make levels better than Nintendo? And then you're like, why hasn't Nintendo made a level as good as you?
Yeah.
Like, did you not think of this?
And I agree. Like, Fallout 3 had some of the greatest mods I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
But I don't know what exactly is going to be open up to the community. I feel like it's going to be very pick and choose, kind of silly. I'm not going to see like that Resident Evil mod because that's something that's licensed by Capcom or something. You know, like there's all these different things. When I download on the computer, it's like copyright and rules are out the window. But when I'm going through a official mod system,
right,
it's not going to be as open source as it would be if I just did it on a computer.
You're right. Yeah, I guess I see that.
There's all kinds of mods. Like, I mean, like, Fallout 3, which is, you know, I love Fallout 4, but Fallout 3 is still
better for me. I was going to ask you if you thought it was better. Okay.
And, I, you know, I, partly due to the location, when you're dealing with Washington, D.C., it's such a iconic place.
Right.
And, you know, going there as an adult, you can walk the same lines that you walk in the game. You know what I mean? Like, every street and every street name is from real life.
Right, yeah.
And they did that with Boston as well, but even though Boston has a lot of history and it's a beautiful city, and I actually would prefer the people of Boston to D.C., it doesn't have that, like, grandiose, like, you know what I mean? There's no Washington Monument.
Right.
There's just certain things that...
So Boston is just not as interesting to you.
Yeah, but in a way, it has more history, Boston does. Because, you know, Washington, D.C., oh yeah, it's this U.S. capital, but it wasn't always.
Right.
So Boston's actually been there longer.
True.
So in a way, there's a lot more history, but they just don't have the size and depth of D.C. And the subway system of D.C., it's replicated perfectly in Fallout 3. But I still prefer Fallout 3. I don't know why. I feel like with 4, they just put so much into that whole settlement building thing. And as cool as it is to make my own bar top restaurant, you know, and I have ghouls working at every store. Why?
Just 'cause.
Yeah. And I don't want to be, like, I'm going around, you know, getting rid of trees so I can have more wood to build more stores. I'm like, is that what this is about?
See, that would hold me back.
Right.
I would just be, oh man, I can't.
It's like I had to go in every house, get rid of every single fridge, every single plate, every single floorboard, every single everything, just so I could have enough supplies to build a refrigerator.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's just a lot of things that it's like, not necessary. Not really something the franchise needed, but it's where they went.
So you don't think that there's a... It's not likely that we would probably see a Fallout 5 this gen? Maybe not?
No.
But... No. So you definitely think the next step is an MMO?
It is. It's very clear.
But they could always, like, you know, do something bigger, like a post, like, in Chicago or something, or...
And you know what? They used to do that with DLC, because Fallout 3... So you have Washington, D.C., right?
Right.
And they had some little weird DLCs, but they had Pittsburgh. And that's how you should incorporate new cities. You don't need a totally new game because, honestly, Chicago's not that big of a deal, especially when you're dealing with 40s, 50s era.
That's true.
Because even though the bombs were dropped in 2077, it still looks like the 40s and 50s because the microchip was never invented. So it's an alternate reality. Different technologies replace different technologies, so people didn't have to evolve into what we are now, which is just people staring down at their phones playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Without microchips, we would still be in the high pants, high talking era.
High pants, yeah.
You know what I mean? I would be wearing a suit right now because that is what is socially acceptable.
With a wig?
With a wig?
Would you wear a wig?
Why would I wear a wig? Did they wear the wigs in the
40s?
Do I need a wig? Are you trying to tell me something?
No, you don't.
Because I'm pretty sure I have hair. Pretty sure.
You do.
For now. Yeah. It's definitely going to go online because Fallout 5 isn't necessary. Especially when you open up the mod community to console. They can pretty much make Fallout 5 as a mod. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
New locations, new cities, new skins. Lord knows what else. Because it's supposed to be completely open. But we'll see how that actually pans out. Because Fallout 3, someone created a mod where it was a store. It was a comic book store. And when you go into the basement and you crack into the safe, you get full Batman Begins armor. With the Batman Begins armor, you get a flight suit. I can go all the way to the top of Tenpenny Tower, jump off, and soar down, batarangs in hand, taking out ghouls.
Hmm.
They won't be able to do that
right
in this restricted mod community. But they will be able to on PC still.
Right. PC, yeah. So, which is supposed to be interchangeable.
It can't be.
Yeah.
Because there's too many cool things that people do that break certain rules, such as copyright and fair use and whatever.
I was going to say fair use, yeah. But you know, what about like how last year they did, like they did Fallout there, but then they didn't follow New Vegas. Like, what if they went that route? Like, use the same thing, just like, we're just going to put in another location. Like, they, and like you said, they don't really need to make a new game. It could just be an expansion, but what if they go that route? Like, a Fallout New LA or, I don't know, whatever.
Right.
Would you be, would that be, I know you didn't really care for New Vegas, but would you be okay with them just doing like a, I don't want to even say spinoff, but...
It's kind of a spinoff.
Yeah.
So you want... And, I guess that's okay. I'd be okay with that. It kind of depends on where they pick.
Right.
Because when you have, like, Fallout 1 and 2... So Fallout 1 was California, and then they went to, like, Montana, and then they went to...
I think they should go overseas.
Well, no, that's the whole point. The whole point of the game is that it's America.
Yeah, but let's try something different.
Like what? Hawaii?
Why not?
Because that's weird.
Well, I mean, Fallout.
Actually, Hawaii. Yeah, Hawaii was erased from the.
Was it? Okay.
U.S.
I don't know.
I mean, the furthest we took was Operation Anchorage, which was Fallout 3 DLC. And he actually played. It was a VR mission of the Great War. Mm-hmm. So it's when China invaded Alaska, which was probably the best DLC. Because, I mean, like, you know, you're playing Fallout 3. Fallout 4 in New Vegas, it's very robust. Like, you know, you go around, there's people everywhere. There's people everywhere. Like, every little town, there's just, like, tons of people. But Fallout 3, you felt very, very isolated and alone. And that's kind of what it should be, right?
Yeah.
You would think. But when Operation Anchorage came out, it was, like, you're literally playing a mission of the past to unlock this safe. And it's a good, you know, I don't know, 7 to 8 hour unlock of a safe, really. Depends on what you do. I did, but you had this like crazy suit that made you invisible. You had this Gauss rifle that was a one hit kill, but sniper style. It took forever to load up. It was kind of like when you're watching Star Wars 4, 5, and 6, and then you watch 1, 2, and 3. And there's better tech in 1, 2, and 3. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Fallout 3, the core game, takes place in the future, but the past had a lot more technology because bad things didn't happen yet.
Right. Makes sense.
And when you finally beat Operation Anchorage and you win this battle, this skirmish, this battle of Anchorage, you get that weapon and that invisible suit because that's what was in that safe.
I remember that in trivia.
Oh, yeah? You should have asked that. I would have gotten a 6.5.
No. I'm not out to help you at all.
Well, anyway. So Fallout 4, you're coming out of Vault 111. Just so you know, the U.S. has 121 vaults. But the majority of them were used to experiment on people secretively by the government in the Enclave.
Can I just say that made me mad?
What?
Like... I guess that's the one thing I guess I did appreciate. The storytelling I felt, which I think you mentioned about before, which is kind of what even made me get interested in Fallout.
That's what it's all about, the storytelling.
Yeah, it's very engaging.
You get to me. I mean, you were a woman?
Yeah, I was
a woman. You saw your husband get shot in the face with your baby in his hand.
Right, like that
made me mad. Are you kidding me?
That made me mad.
Are you kidding me? But anyway, do you want to spoil it? Can I? Come on.
I don't know. I kind of have this thing in the back of my head. Like, I will go back to it, and I should. Because I want to.
I feel
to.
Like I want to spoil it.
I don't think you should if I go back to it. Because if you spoil it, I'm definitely not going to play. So it depends on whether you want me to play it and enjoy it, or you just
want to... I want you to bust through the storyline and forget about all the BS. Quit grabbing the forks, and let's get on it.
Forks, cups.
Go get your kid back, Dante Kong. Go get your kid back.
I don't even know if my kid is alive.
Well, I was about to spoil that. But I will tell you this. He is alive, and go get him.
That's one thing that resonates with me. Is like coming out the vault, I was like, why? Like, I've lost everything. What do I even care? Which I think is what most people would probably feel.
Yeah.
So it felt very real in that sense.
No, it's, I mean, it's supposed to.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a whole, like, you're pounding on the glass.
Like, as I was going down and I'm like, oh my goodness, the world's blowing up. Like, I feel terrible.
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to do? I was really engrossed for those 2 hours.
Right.
And then I got out and I was like, I can't handle everything that I'm picking up.
Yeah, but the mindset you need to come out of the vault is, I'm going to get my kid and I'm going to make this work. And you're not doing that.
I'm not.
You're worried about forks. Like, it's so funny. Like, I remember when the game first came out, there was that little graphic cartoon. And it shows this person, you know, working, building a house in Fallout.
Yeah.
And Cogsworth, which is your butler in the beginning, he's around still if you want to go find him.
Yeah, I found him.
He saws people up. That's Brandon's favorite character.
Yeah.
But anyway, even though he doesn't like Fallout 4 either.
Yeah.
You guys don't like RPGs.
No.
And then you want to call me a fake gamer? It's this, like, what?
This new age RPG style is not for me.
Because it's too hard. It's like, oh, what?
It's not hard.
What? I can't pause it and think about this?
That's the one thing, like, with my weapons, I can zoom in and slow-mo and shoot wherever I want.
Yeah?
That's weak.
Why? It's tactical.
It's tactical.
If you have a Deathclaw coming at you, you shoot him in the legs.
All I know is it was really easy to kill those mosquitoes.
You haven't even fought a Deathclaw.
No.
So don't tell me about easy.
But slowing down combat?
That's what the device does.
That's kind of weak.
It's still coming at you.
Really slow?
Yeah. Fallout 3, it paused it completely.
What you're describing to me is like the Flash has a hard time dealing with people punching him. No, he doesn't.
Right.
Because he slows it down and he deals with it.
So think of it that way. Name yourself Barry Allen. Name your character Barry Allen. Get yourself a Flash costume.
I like how you put that spin on that. That works.
Get yourself a Flash costume, and then whenever you... That's your Flash mode.
Okay, I think I can run with that mentality.
Actually, change the color. You can make it so it's red, like your Pip-Boy.
How about just be Cable?
That's fine, too. You can get yourself like a tattoo eye or something, because you can get tattoos on your face if you want. But anyway, where was I? What are you talking about? What was I talking about? I told you, go get your kid.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spoil it for you.
No, yeah, I don't want to do that. It might be free on Plus one day or something.
Dude, just go get your kid.
But what if I miss out on, like, the ultimate weapon and the ultimate armor?
When you beat the game, go do that. It's not like it ends.
I don't know. Okay, maybe.
I mean, the journey to get your kid should be all you really care about.
But to me, like I figured they were gone. Like, I had no reason to think that they were alive.
Well, your spouse is dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get his ring? Did you take his ring?
I think I did.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I did.
If you listen to Soul Survivor's podcast, one of the co-hosts takes the ring and eventually has given it to someone else. So I get really frustrated with that. It's a fun listen, though, for me to go off. But it is mature, so I would not recommend it to our listeners younger than 18.
Okay.
And Soul Survivors.
Well, depending on how you talk, maybe under 21.
Maybe. It doesn't get that bad. So yeah, Fallout 4, just so you know, just to give you some stats. Sold 12 million units within the first week, or the first day, which generated $750 million in sales. It is by far the largest launch of a Fallout game.
And it also killed the release of Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider.
But nobody has an Xbox. So nobody cares.
That was a hard jab.
Well, it's an honest jab. And it's funny, I know people who are just now getting Xbox Ones, and I'm like, first of all, why?
Yeah.
Second, why? Owen just bought an Xbox One.
Even, did he know that the S is coming out in like a couple weeks?
No.
Okay.
And then what's the other thing?
Scorpio.
Scorpio?
Next year, yeah.
Okay.
Why would he want it? Whatever.
All right, so Fallout 4, Liquid Gamer Podcast, love Fallout 4. I would recommend that Dante Kong just goes and gets his kid, because just the progression. I mean, you can watch Liquid Gamer Podcast videos on YouTube of me playing, if you want.
I might do that.
But it might give away some stuff. Because, I mean, I did do videos that are key plot points. But I did some that are just goofy and glitchy.
But at this point, I just want to experience Fallout.
Right.
So I think I might be okay with just watching you play.
Okay.
Well, and that will prevent me from being compulsive about stuff around me.
Okay. Well, I am playing the trivia I got wrong. I'm playing this weekend. And if you want to Twitch, you can watch me play.
All right.
But until then, what do you want to do next? I want to do indie. I want to do indie games.
Oh, okay, good.
Any recommendations?
Shovel Knight.
That's all you got.
Well, the other ones I know you don't know because you don't turn on your Wii U, your real game system, at all. So I thought I would throw one out there that you should have played. There's Freedom Planet. Yeah, see, there's just so many that you haven't played.
There was one that was free on Plus not too long ago.
Oh, please don't tell me Broforce.
No. That's not
Helldivers?
What was it?
Helldivers?
No, it wasn't one of those. It was one of the story based indie games.
I don't know.
Well, just let you know, the next game will be independently developed.
Okay.
Probably something that is recent to being free on Plus. I'm actually going to be covering a lot of games that have been free on Plus. So my season's going to have a lot of independent games. I'm also going to do Hitman.
Okay.
I have a lot of good games coming up. So make sure to tune in.
We'll see about that.
If you'd like more in-depth discussion on Fallout 4. I got pretty in-depth here, but, I mean, I have 11 episodes of Soul Survivors that nitpicks and gets very in-depth as to, hey, you should watch my Liquid Gamer on YouTube. I did a Sylvester Stallone build as well.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one. That won't take any of the story away.
Okay.
But until then, you can follow me on Twitter at TheLiquidGamer. Dante Kong does not have a Twitter, I don't believe, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Dante Kong's probably not taken. You might want to grab it.
You might be right.
You might want to grab it.
Somebody's going to do it just because you said that.
Actually, you might want to do it right now. But anyway, until next time, thank you for listening. Of course, I will be doing Independent Game next, and then probably Hitman after that. So, looking forward to this season. And I also still need to find a job, which... I'm pretty sure the job will affect the show, so I'm holding off so we can get more episodes in.
Okay.
Maybe I'm failing in life to get more episodes in. I don't know. But also at the end of this season, I'm going to be launching my final Kickstarter campaign, which is comic book based. So it's going to be a busy end of the year. You know, the busy last stretch of the year. All right. So, listen and love. Liquid Gamer Podcast. My name is Ryan.
And I would be Dante Kong.
As always, good gaming.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? It's time for the best deal of the year on Xfinity. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's simple, easy, awesome. Click call or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.